This is the Cedar Creek Church Living It Out podcast, a midweek reminder where we discuss key takeaways and principles from the weekend message to help you live out the truth that you matter.
Welcome to the Living It Out podcast. My name is Kelly Pagel, and with me today is Seth Oswald.
Hey,
Seth,
what's up?
Hey, good to have you back.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's always so fun to have you on the show. And we are talking about the fourth week. I can't believe it is the fourth week already of our series, Losing My Religion.
Goes fast.
It does.
Week's ending, fourth week. Here we go.
Yeah, and it's going to be a great conversation. But before we start, want to find out a little bit about you, and what are you good at, Seth?
That's a great question, Kelly. What am I good at? I could tell you what I'm bad at. what I would say I'm good at, probably because it's happening, well, it's coming to the end. I would say fishing.
All right.
I really enjoy fishing. I really do. All types of fishing. Right now, it's the walleye run. So, yeah.
Have you been able to go out?
I've been able to go out.
Good
several times. It's been a pretty good year.
Good.
So far. But yeah, I would say fishing. That's one of my things for sure that I really enjoy.
Fantastic.
And then I'm pretty decent at.
Yeah.
Dad taught me at a young age. Out of all my other siblings, I have three other siblings, and I was the only one that it stuck with.
Oh.
To where I'm like consistently
Where you consistently
fishing.
Go.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So I love fishing.
That's awesome.
How about you, Kelly? What are you good at?
Yeah. It is a hard question. I guess probably gardening would be my thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tis the season.
Yeah, I was out planting little plants, getting them ready to go in my cold frame so they can grow a little bigger before I put them in the dirt. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's great.
So, yeah, it's fun to be able to step into those things that that you enjoy and that you're good at and that, you know, feed you. Kind of that was a pun, and I didn't mean to have the pun intended there, but... but yeah, that's great.
That's awesome.
Well, the story that Ben unpacked this past weekend actually had a couple people in it, and one of them was commenting on how good they are at certain things,
sure
and that was the Pharisee, right? And so just to help our listeners out in case they didn't get a chance to watch the message, which of course we always encourage you to go back and watch the message, but can you give a quick synopsis and then we'll dive in a little deeper.
Yeah, absolutely. So the focus was how religion distorts our view towards others.
Mm-hmm.
And so like you said, Ben broke down the passage in Luke, actually 18. And he talks about two men. He tells a story to a crowd of people and to the Pharisees, the religious leaders who are there, and then also some other people around, like his disciples and things.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, long story short, he's sharing the compare and contrast of these two men and how they really approach God. And in this passage, they show the Pharisee who is saying a prayer to God, and it's all focused on himself.
Mm-hmm.
It's all I, look what I did, passive-aggressively as well, which we got into in the message.
Yeah.
And then the next part of the passage was a tax collector who, you know, in that day, tax collectors were hated, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's probably even a light word to use even back then. They were hated for sure. And how they approach God through a prayer and being humble and asking for forgiveness and asking for repentance and falling on his knees and had nothing to do with it was all about to God and worshiping God and asking from God and how this Pharisee didn't, you know, we see how the Pharisee didn't ask anything from God. It was all about him. And so the bottom line of what we dove into is it's not our sin that keeps us separated from God, it's our self-righteousness. And honestly, when Ben did say that, because it's amazing in his message, he talks about, there are going to be some things I say, he quoted this, there are going to be some things I say that you're probably going to be taking a step back from and you're going to wrestle with.
Mm-hmm.
And when he shared that bottom line, that was for me, to be honest with you, I struggled with that at first. I was like, that doesn't make any sense. But then as he explained it, of how sin has already been defeated because of what Jesus has done. Therefore, it is our self-righteousness because we can be like the Pharisee and be like, oh, look at me, da-da-da-da-da, or we can be like the tax collector and humbly approach God and say, I need your help, I need you.
Right.
And so that self-righteousness that I know I struggle with all the time, especially because I just talked about how great of a fisherman I am, by the way, no big deal. And then anyways, he broke down some of the lies that religion teaches us through this passage, which, you know, you can find out in the Living It Out. And then he also hit us with a few different questions that he asked us to really reflect on and to ask ourselves and to be honest. And so that was pretty much what he talked about, I think.
Yeah.
So
I think you're right. You know, you mentioned the wait a minute, I don't I'm not sure about that bottom line. And indeed, it. I mean, our sin does separate us from God, but because of Christ.
Because of Christ.
We have been reconciled. So, yeah. You know, keeping that in mind. However, if we have that self-righteous approach that the Pharisee took on, that's going to, you know, maintain that fissure that we have, that separation in our relationship with God. So lots to think about.
There is lots to think about. And, you know, and for me, like, even when I was taking a step back, like, what revealed to me of many things, but, like, one really thing that hit me, it's like, that's my religion. Mm-hmm. That I still struggle with, like I can relate to both characters in this passage, but really focusing more on the Pharisee right now, and that's I can relate to the Pharisee because I was taken aback by that, and I was like, no, I don't know if that's true, or, you know, I'm struggling with this. Let me figure this out. And so, like, that's that tension of being able to relate to the Pharisee, which is the religion that I still struggle with and the lies that I still kind of believe in my life. And it's a daily struggle.
Yeah.
And so that's what it's. So anyways, to say that, long story short, that this series has been, especially even this weekend, but this series as a whole has been super beneficial for me and my walk with Jesus and my walk with others and the way that I have distorted views of others. And just like we talked about this, or like Ben talked about this past weekend. And so it was super eye opening.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I think just the opportunity to step into some of those questions and dig into those initial responses is so useful in our own walk.
Right.
And how do we respond and where do we catch ourselves? Because you mentioned both before we began and then in our conversation now that you can relate to both of these men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me a little more about that.
Yeah. So I think the self-righteous piece of me is from the Pharisee. I can get caught up in the way I behave or the things that I do, whether it's right or it's wrong, and feel like I'm creating in my own checklist of like, dang, I did this many right things today. Great. It's like, oh, but I also did more wrong things today. Yeah. And so it's like the way I behave really distorts my view of God and my view of others and within even myself. And so my behavior, I would say my self-righteousness, my pride, my ego, I have even fallen in the category of like categorizing certain groups of people. I mean, I'm just being honest with you.
Right,
I mean, I think when we all take a step back, and all of us have done that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it might be safe to say
that
we probably all have done that, whether we verbalize it or we've thought it or something, you know.
Right.
But anyway, so I can relate to the Pharisee when it comes to that, where I am not focused on God, I'm focused on me.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, and it's like the tension of who's really God in my life. Is it myself, which sounds terrible, which
when
is
you
terrible,
say it out loud, right?
Which is a terrible idea, and it's just terrible in general.
Right.
I know exactly where that leads me to. And so, like the Pharisee and his prayer, all talking about I, but then also I can relate then to the tax collector who has been humble, who has lifted his eyes to heaven. I'm reading the passage, and he prayed instead of. He beat on his chest in sorrow, saying, "Oh God, be merciful for me, for I am a sinner." Mm-hmm. Tell you this, not the Pharisee returned home justified before God, but you know the tax collector did. And so just being able then also to relate to him of going like, oh my gosh, no, the more that I need Jesus in my life, and how I need to humble myself and not be self-righteous. But it's not just like I can't do it in my own. It's looking at God and from God and asking him to come meet me where I'm at, to show me the way, to reveal some things, to help me get rid of some things that only he can do from the inside out. So I don't know. I don't really know if that even answered your question.
No, it was
but like
great.
I could definitely relate to both.
Yeah.
How about for you?
Yeah, for sure. No, I think you're right that it's easy to get caught up in you know, how you view others and what you know, what your first response is in a thought or, you know, those types of things that you separate yourself and think, oh, I'm great in all of this, you know, oh, I've done my Bible study X number of days in a row or, and that's like reading scripture is a great thing on a regular basis, right? But to not make it about yourself and to not have that be what's lifting you up, I think that you brought that out so well in what you said, and I think that is easy to fall into. Even in the behaviors that help us grow closer to God, they can't be bigger or more important than God is himself.
Right.
And, and it's easy to get that a little distorted, I think, sometimes. But at the same point, and I forget what you said it beautifully, but when we catch ourselves and we think of those things and we're like, oh, wow, you know, I look like that, and that draws out the humility when we recognize that, and then we, and myself included, swing over into being more like that tax collector and going, oh boy, Lord, I'm sorry, I messed up, right?
Right.
I think that I found myself in both places as well. And there was something else that you said that I thought was really brilliant, that we can keep going back there, but we can't get out of that on our own strength. You know, that we need to go to God and acknowledge in humility, like the tax collector, that we struggle with this and will probably continue to struggle with it, because I mean, the whole pride thing's been with us since the garden, right? You know, I mean, it's nothing new to our time in the world. That's what started the whole mess in the garden. So recognizing that, I think, is so important. So I loved how you said that. And with that honesty and that humility, there was a quote that Ben said in the message that I listened to, that being honest and humble is what opens the door for Jesus's hospitality. And I just thought that was kind of a profound statement.
Yeah.
That that when you think about being honest and humble, how do you practice that?
That's tough. It is tough, but I would say some of the things that helps me realize my pride and selfishness, and it's diving into the Word, like you talked about, reading Scripture. Being surrounded by a community of people, but even just also Scripture, you know, it teaches, it rebukes, it reveals, is what, it's like a sword, what, I think it may be in Timothy, I don't know, don't quote me on that, but it's somewhere in the Bible, and it's really, it's staying in the Word, and allowing God's Word to speak to me, you know, and to reveal things for me, and so that's a place. It's also having people around me that I can also be honest and open with, and people can be honest and open with, and that we can practice that, and we can practice that together. Honestly, for me, I'm not trying to sound self-righteous, but it's not hard. It's not hard for me to go to God and be honest and humble.
I love that.
There's just some realization of just like, you know, he knows everything already. Like he really knows the depth of my heart, even when I'm not being probably fully honest or it's not fully revealed to me yet. Like he, obviously he knows.
Yeah.
You know, and but what is difficult for me at times is more so being honest and humble, probably with other people. More so being honest with other people.
Yeah.
And so again, the religious piece, like I can easily put on that mask, like even Andy talked about last week, but we're staying here. But like I can easily put it on and clean up the outside and act like I have it all together, but inside it's just turmoil and it's crazy and there's things going on, or like, you know, and I'm not being honest.
Yeah.
And so when I have people like that in my life, when I am really diving into God's Word and growing in my relationship with Him, growing in my relationship with others, and having those avenues that I have helps me to be able to practice more honesty and humility in my life. And so, like, when being honest and humble is what opens the door to Jesus' hospitality, the beautiful thing about Jesus is His grace is enough. I love how Harley said that in his life change story. That is so true, this statement that Ben said. And he's big enough, he's God, he can take the mess, he can take the honesty, he can take the pride and the ego and all the mess, and that's why, you know, he is who he is, and his grace is enough. And even without being honest and probably even somewhat humble with him in a way, or honest with him in a way, he knows, and he's a gracious father who's calling us back to him. And so, like, I'm not saying go and be dishonest and go and be prideful, it's not what I'm trying to necessarily say, but God is still, Jesus is still hospitable. He still came for this tax collector, and he still came for this Pharisee that we read in Luke.
Yeah.
So long answer to your to your question, but it's pretty loaded. So
it is a loaded question.
How about for you? Anything that stands out to you?
I loved what you said. You know that scripture, and I think the story that we dove into this weekend was a perfect example of how we can see ourselves, and taking that time to ask yourself, where do you see yourself in this story?
Yeah.
And you might see yourself within on both sides, like we were talking about here, that is where scripture can play such a significant role. Is as you're reading through, take time and put yourself in the story. And where do I fall? You know, would I be more like the tax collector? Would I be more like the Pharisee? Or are there certain times that I'm one way more than the other? You know, and so I think that's such a really powerful way that scripture can play that role in revealing, you know, that's how God's going to often speak to us is through his word.
Yeah.
And point out some things that we need to be made aware of. And I think prayer, not the prayer where you're necessarily praying for other people. That is wonderful, obviously. but the time that you're just sitting before God and listening.
Yeah.
And that a lot of times he'll be like, hey, about that, you know, and he'll bring something to mind and cause me to reflect on it in the solitude and in the silence. And often, you know, scripture, he'll utilize the scripture that I've read in the past to bring up his point. And so that's another place. Certainly the people around you are so important,
right,
to point those types of things out. But also just that quiet time to listen.
It's good.
To God is when he'll reveal different places where he wants to grow me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an opportunity for growth. And I think we need to keep that in mind, that this is an opportunity to grow and not rely on our own strength. And
you're right.
You know, fall into the pridefulness of I'll do it myself, you know, but allow ourselves to be open to God and how he wants to grow and change us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Which is great, which is so easy to do, like really reflecting on that, which you just said, but asking myself or reflecting and just thinking like, am I relying on myself? My own strength, or am I really allowing God and relying on his strength to get me through?
Yeah, and it's so, it happens very subtly. Like there was stuff going on yesterday and I was getting worked up about it. And then as I reflected at night, I was like, oh yeah. And there was a verse that was in my reading and I'm like, oh yeah, I kind of did that all day, didn't I? Okay, you know, and it was an opportunity to recognize where I had tried to rely on myself and be prideful and confess that to God and ask him to help me to lean on him more, because that was not what I am prone to do in that situation.
Which is great.
So it's that awareness, and I think, you know,
it's good.
It just takes practice and great people in your life to help you with that.
And you're right. You're right. I mean, I can relate to that. I had this morning, two small boys. I got a 3 and a 2-year-old. You know, if I'm relying on my strength, I'm probably going to say or react a way that could be very hurtful. Right. Absolutely, 100%. And so it's like, man, am I relying on my strength with these boys? And then like just asking God, like, dude, I need you.
Yeah.
Like, I need you.
Yeah.
And I did. I had that moment, and a lot of it was helped be this message is fresh. And so coming out of Sunday and hearing this message from Ben, it helped obviously be, it's on the forefront of my mind.
Right.
And so being able to be like, gosh, man, I need your strength with these kids, man, sometimes.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're a parent or have kids or have had kids, like maybe you can relate to that. But
right.
I know you've had, you got kids.
I got kids, yeah.
Yes,
I know yours are young and mine are not, but they'll challenge you at any age. I'm sure I still probably challenge my parents or my dad too.
Me
so,
too. Yeah.
Well, any other next steps for our listeners as we wrap up?
Yeah,
today?
I think just really quick. I know there is a practical one, but just some of the questions that Ben asked, which I thought were really cool, were: have you separated yourself from others who are considered broken and messy? Remember, if we're looking at within ourselves and others, have you ever said, "Glad I'm not like those people"? It's like, yeah, check, okay. And then when broken and messy people get good things, are you happy for them? And so those are just some of the reflective questions that came out of this message that I did want to hit. So, I mean, if you, you can find these in the Living It Out, you can find these in the message notes.
Yes.
If you want to go back to, or, you know, you can rewind this, but, So those reflective questions, yeah, I think are very important.
Fantastic.
And then practically, a thing that a next step for our listeners is also just to continue to know God more and to dive into Scripture, mm-hmm, like we've talked about, and in prayer and in reflection. And even if you like to practice the discipline of journaling too, mm-hmm, maybe you like to write your thoughts and prayers down that way, or whatever you're learning in the Bible. But you can text more to 419-419-0707, and this is all designed and created for you to experience God more, to even just in a way to gently remind you, to hold you accountable, like, hey, we'll send you a text or we'll send you an email so you can get notifications, just to stay in the Word and to be able to grow in your relationship with God and know Him more.
Love it. Yeah, great. Seth, thank you. Thanks. Always so great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's a joy to talk to you. And listeners, thank you for tuning in. We hope that this time has reminded you that you matter and helps you to live it out as you go through your week.